Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
Amen. We stirred up some stuff in the spiritual realm right there. How many of you know that the spiritual realm is right here with us right now? Amen. You know, Jesus said, where you are two or three gathered in my name, I'll be right there. And so the spiritual realm is here. We're going to be partaking of Holy Communion later on through the message. So if you didn't receive your communion elements, please raise your hands and the ushers will get them out to you. Seems that everyone's got them. Amen. One last thing I want to mention, and then we're going to kick into the Word of God, is that we have got these. There's one on the altar there, and it's blowing up into the intake of the air conditioning, and there's one at the back. It runs 24 hours a day, and it's a special thing that we bought. They're very expensive. We got them throughout our school, and we've got two of them in here, and what it does is it scrubs the air. It lands on every surface and scrubs the surface, and it just continues doing that. So besides us spraying and wiping down, we've got these two units here keeping us protected and safe. Amen. Amen. However, if you have a fever and you come to church, don't. Because your faith may be in a better place than someone else's faith. And we don't want you to harm anybody. We've got to be concerned with other people. If you're feeling sick, got a fever or something, rather stay home, watch us online. And that brings us to welcoming our wonderful family online. God bless you. We're so grateful that you've joined us. And we're all going to receive today. And today we are releasing the healing power of God. I believe this will be the last one in this series, but we are going to release the healing power of God. And we did establish through this last month that healing comes from the spiritual realm. God is a spirit and God is the healer. He said, I'm Jehovah Rapha. I am the Lord your healer. And God happens to be a spirit. So all that you receive comes from the spirit realm. This whole earth and the realm in this earth and you and I come from the spirit realm. So your healing is going to come from the spirit realm. And you know, this morning God got me to look up a word called redemption. Ever heard of the word redemption? You've been redeemed, right? Well, I looked it up, and you can look it up on the Webster's. I didn't even look it up in the Strong's. I looked it up on the Webster's and other translations like that, and I found out that besides being redeemed and bought back and paid for in full, also rescued and restored anything stolen. Amen. And prosper. Amen. Did you know that? I did not know that it was included in the word prosperity. Yeah. We are redeemed, family. Amen. That means you're healthy, wealthy, and wise. Amen. And pretty good looking to boot. Amen. All right. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 4, watch out now. We have a major part to play in the spiritual realm. Do you know that? We have a major part. Look at this. 1 Corinthians 2, 4. And my speech, Paul talking to the people, telling them, the Corinthians in Corinth, my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, human intelligence, human understanding. That's where we get tripped up too often, when we rely on human understanding. Human understanding can't get you to the place where your goods are.
Come on.
You understand? Because the facts say one thing. And if I'm in human understanding, I'm going with the facts rather than the truth of the Word of God. So he says, I didn't come and preach with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Did you see that? This is the Apostle Paul. Do you think he demonstrated, or the Lord used him to demonstrate, some mighty miracle signs and wonders? We know that took place, right? So he says, I didn't come here to persuade you through fancy talking, through, you know, the way a lot of people believed in those days. The more clever you were, the higher up in the hierarchy you would be, and you'd be closer to God. Got nothing to do with human intelligence whatsoever. Remember the Greeks and the scholars of the Greeks? Remember that? Yeah. They were considered above everyone else because they were so smart. But this, thank God, takes smarts out of the way. Yeah. Aren't you glad? Yeah. I didn't go to university. And I say, thank God. Right now. Thank God right now. But he says, my preaching was not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Verse 5, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen. My wife said just now, God is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. That means he's all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere. But he's all-powerful. Is God all-powerful?
Yes.
How many of you believe God is all-powerful? Yes. Come on, a show of hands here. Do you believe God is all-powerful?
Yes.
All right. That's a good step. That's a good place to be. We believe it. Now we've got to act like it's true. Amen. We have to act like it's true. So he says, your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now, we're talking about healing, and it's wonderful that we've got doctors and we've got nurses, and we pray for those people on a daily basis because they're in the front lines fighting what God fought. Remember? He fought against sickness by the stripes on his back. They're fighting against sickness. Amen. And so we don't deny the fact that there are resources. But if your faith is in human thinking, human intelligence, and human knowledge, and your faith is there, rather than having your faith in the power of God to direct that surgeon, to direct that man giving you the prescription, to give you the right dosage, the right whatever the medication is, to direct that surgeon to cut precisely and take out exactly what needs to go, you need to have your faith and your trust in God, the all-powerful one, and not in human wisdom and knowledge. Come on now. Come on. You need to start to acknowledge a few things to God because he's all powerful. And Paul, the great apostle Paul, said, I didn't come here with persuasive words trying to encourage and coax you and trip you up and catch you by what I know. No, I came here in demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power.
Amen.
Do you see that Paul had a lot to do with the Holy Spirit moving in the earth? We're going somewhere with this. Amen. Go with me to Mark 16. Mark 16. Turn in your Bibles. Flip there on your phone. Go to your iPad. Do something and get to Mark 16 because I like us to read. We need to read. Amen. So, Mark 16, verse 20. And they went out, the disciples, Jesus sent them out. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. The Lord working with them. They went out preaching everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. Amen. Who was confirming the word? God was. Who was confirming the word? God was. The Lord was. God was confirming the word with the appropriate signs, miracles, and wonders. Without them bringing the word, there would have been no miracle, signs, and wonders. Hello? Because if there's no word to confirm, there's no miracles to see. So do you have something to do with miracles, signs, and wonders? You better bet you do. Laying hands on people and getting people healed is really the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God. When you lay hands on somebody and they get healed, that's not you healing them. That's a demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God. So you can't glory in the fact that I am a healer. You're not. You're a conduit. Because if you start getting tripped up by the devil telling you, you're so great. Look at the people you got healed. Look how many people you saved. You didn't save nobody. And what happens is we get into a place called pride. I was watching, I read an article just the other day. My God, and it was a band, a very, very popular, very famous, famous band. And these guys hate each other. They were together for 60 years. So you can work it out. It's not the Rolling Stones, but it's good musicians. And they were together for almost 60 years, making the most amazing, amazing music. And they hate each other. And they speak so badly about each other. You see, pride, thinking you're something you're more than, will bring you to a place of disaster. Because pride always goes before a fall. Where there is pride, you know a fall is coming. I'm telling you. And I was just standing in awe and amazed, thinking, God gave you guys such a talent, such a gift, and look how you're carrying on. You know, what happens to people? We get into a place of pride. So if you start thinking, oh, I'm the healer. Yeah, I'll tell you what, $50, I'll give you a prayer cloth. It's taken place. It has happened. People have done that. And so the point is, if you start thinking you more than that, you know, he says, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of itself, that no flesh should glory. That's right. Verse 9, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, that no flesh should glory. So you've got to always continually look at yourself and see, well, God's using me. God is the one demonstrating miracle signs and wonders, confirming his word. So when he said, you can lay hands as a believer on the sick and they're going to recover, then when you do it, you know that God's word and the miraculous sign of that person being healed was confirmation and the word being proved correct. You know what miracles do? I really believe miracles separate religion from truth. Because only one God can do miracles. All right, so now the fact is that we are needed by God.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with